This is Sean with Voices Levon, and I'm here with Charlie Patterson, and we're going to get a little bit over a timeline of your life. If you could just kind of go from beginning to now, just the benchmarks and some epic things that happened along the way.
Well, to kind of categorize the life that I've lived, we can start with when I remember pretty much growing up on the farm. I was just a young kid around the cats and the dogs and eventually the cows. And at 5 years old, my job was to work in a dairy barn to feed every cow that come in that barn while my dad milked them. And that started about 5 years old. And not like most kids, I was on a tractor at 5 years old pulling a hay baler out in the field. So when we got the cows milked, then I got on the tractor and went out and baled hay all day. And the neighbors thought it was terrible, but my dad knew that I could get the job done. And during that time, we had two boys that worked on the baler, which was a case wire-tied baler. And those boys, when they became about 18 years old, they started driving stock cars. So as my age climbed a little bit, I got up to about 14 years old. I was milking cows, baling hay, and then I'm starting to watch these boys drive race cars and became really involved in what they were doing and got really wound up about racing. So by the time I got about 19 or 20, we had some people around us that worked on Indy cars. The next thing you know, I was in the shop working on an Indy car, cleaning parts, sweeping the floors and whatever. And by the time I was 20 years old, I was working at the Speedway during the month of May on an Indy car, and then took up traveling around the country with them. So that started my whole life in the racing world. And as I progressed up the ladder there, I got into the drive shaft business. Started building drive shafts. 1972, I started Patterson Drive Shaft. And that became quite a business. It brought us up to 10 people working. And we had quite a business to ship shafts throughout the United States. During that time, we needed more garage space to work on race cars. So along with the milking of the cows and baling hay and everything else, I started a street in Gasoline Alley in Indianapolis. It was called Rowena Street to start with. And after building race car shops, Rowena didn't sound racy, so I got the city of Indianapolis to name the street Gasoline Alley. Made the Speedway awful mad, but I got that job done. And one of my first renters on one of my first buildings was a guy by the name of Rick Hendricks, and who now owns one of the top teams in NASCAR. So that started out with one building, and we finished up building eight buildings on that street. So that produced a lot of renters for a long time. And as I got farther along in that and the drive shaft business, then my racing slowed down a little bit. So then I got into various other things, and one of them was a housing development. I enjoyed the building business, and I started a place called Patterson Woods, which took me about 20 years to complete, which we did all of the development of the land. I built about 20 houses in there, and so it became quite a legendary deal, too. Now, during that time, by being involved with the IndyCar program and everything, I also got into running my own race cars, which we ran right out of the shop there, which was part of the old dairy barn. We ran midgets and ran Silver Crown cars for somewhere about 20 years, I guess. And so that became a part of my life, which kept me very busy. During my tenure building drive shafts, NASCAR found out about the shafts that I built, and some of the drivers were needing good drive shafts. So I got into the drive shaft business pretty heavy with NASCAR, which at one point in time for about 8 years, I was supplying about 3/4 of all the drive shafts that NASCAR was using. And what that did, that opened up quite a path into the people, the owners, the sponsors of NASCAR. So I started a business called Next Gen Motorsports. And that Next Gen Motorsports was designed to help bring drivers into the sport, create new jobs for drivers. So it led me into bringing people like Tony Stewart in. I knew all the drivers and owners and everybody, so it was easy to bring Tony Stewart in and get him started. And then I worked on another one, which was Kenny Irwin, and brought Kenny Irwin in, and that created quite a success for him till he was killed at Loudon. And then Ryan Newman's dad wanted me to help Ryan, so the next thing I do is bring Ryan Newman into the sport and got him going. So what that's done over the years is I've worked with a lot of people in NASCAR, bringing motor coach drivers in and mechanics and whatever. And to this day, I'm still working on that program. Next Gen is still very active, and I'm still working in the shop. I'm doing a little fabrication work and welding up the neighbors' lawnmowers and building poles for their lines, their clotheslines. And so here at 82, I'm still very active doing the things that I've loved all my life.